Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got a fun show coming up Thursday, and we are efforting all our South Bay listeners and outside the South Bay.
Going to be big.
We're going to ask you to lock in on Thursday with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo. We're going to be live from the Laughing Monk, from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. So we're doing the show from Sunnyvale on Thursday. We're going to be out there from 6 to 2. That's the morning show from 6 to 10. Goo and I from 10 to 2. And both shows are going to get you ready for week one of the preseason joint practices. And we're going to preview our live location for every red and gold pregame show for the 49ers home games this year. Come by Thursday, August 7th, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, to hang out with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo.
Yeah, another year of Low Neal and our brother, Evan Giddings, doing the pregame, Steiny.
Yes, Chris A., that's this Thursday, August 7th. We'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing. I'm looking forward to getting down there. I haven't been down to that one.
Me neither.
But I've been to a couple of the others, so we'll be down in Sunnyvale. And
the Vale.
What I like to do with areas that I haven't been to very frequently, Sunnyvale, here and there, I get down there, but we'd really like there to be action.
Look at my man.
We'd really like for there to be action down there.
Especially 215.
Yeah, where are we going to 215, Sunnyvale?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jennings, I just made a list here, Goo, of some of the 49ers and Warriors. Like, okay, everybody knows you follow the Cowboys a little bit.
All right.
Okay, do you want Juwan Jennings to handle it like Micah Parsons?
I would want clarity like that.
Oh, we've got clarity.
No, we don't know if it's a calf or is he holding in. Let's be real. Kyle doesn't know. He thought he
knows.
He said you got to go ask
him. You really think the Niners don't know what's going on?
To a degree, you shouldn't have yappers like you and myself being able to even bring this up, because you're saying, Goo, it's legit that you're having that thought, but you're giving Kyle and the Niners the benefit of the doubt, and I understand why, but man, when you really, I don't like that it's up in the air. Like, it should be one way or the other. And I told you that was lightweight strange for me in this day and age, all the stuff that gets leaked that he rescinded, that he asked for a trade or demanded a trade.
Well, he never technically demanded a trade. The report was that he wanted to be traded or he wanted to get a contract extension, but he was going to come into camp, which he's done everything.
But hold on,
he's been asked to do, and now he's got a little calf injury.
But you
got to
admit, that was alive. Us thinking he wanted to trade or contract or new money, that was alive for like 2 weeks, almost three, before we got clarity on, when they showed up, he didn't say that.
Well, he never said it. It was a report. It was a report that said Jennings wants a contract extension or he wants to be traded. And if he doesn't get the extension, once he gets into camp, he's going to ask for a trade. According to the Niners, he has not asked for a trade as of yet, mm-hmm. which leads me to believe they are going to come to an agreement on an extension with him. And
I think he deserves it.
Okay. And I'll bet when he gets it, that calf will start feeling a little bit better.
So the Niners are
NFL MO right now. That's just the way it is.
I've been around a little while. I will say this. So there's no caution on the Niners side about giving him new money and this calf issue being serious or something that can linger. Because if I were the brass, that would be a question mark I have, Steiny. Like, hey, we got no problem paying you. But man, what's really going on with that calf?
It's sore.
All right. McCaffrey's was too. How'd that play out?
All right. Well, okay. Then don't give him a contract extension if you think he's going
to
get hurt.
They'll get to the bottom of it. But like, if this is real, Steiny, and he's not fedangling the system at all, you know, you are concerned about how serious this can be.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you compare, like, the reason I have no problem with what Jennings is doing is because it's not nearly as loud as what Ayuk did last season. And it's not nearly as loud as what Trent Williams did last season. And it's more like the Christian McCaffrey thing where, oh, he got a contract extension. I think that's what's going to happen with Juwan Jennings. They're going to do right by him, and there won't be anything to see here. I don't think.
And I don't think you said anything wrong, but the only part I disagree with is you feel like you know exactly what's going on. I'm 50-50. That's all. I'm not up here trying to make, I'm just like, it. And Richard Sherman shared with us his thoughts. Like, I am truly over here, Snotty, looking at you, talking to the listeners, 50-50 on what exactly is going on.
Yeah, and part of me doesn't think it matters if whether he's hurt or not, or whether he's
well, you don't want to give somebody
injury.
New money not knowing that you could possibly tear your Achilles, you know? And that's being strong, but you know what I'm talking about. The calf is the check engine light for the Achilles.
So what do you do then? Like, what do you
that's
do? If you're really worried about a long-term injury, well, then I'd never pay a guy. I mean, I'm just...
Well, that's why I'm hoping for the Niners' sake and everybody's sake and the fans that Stoney, they know, wink, wink, yeah, if he gets new money, he can get back out there. So it's not chronic with the calf, you know?
I mean...
Because he's their number one receiver right now.
Does anybody believe right now that Juwan Jennings has a calf injury that is significant enough that you're worried about it in the regular season? Like, that's just...
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet either.
But he's missed 6 practices in a row.
Yeah, but he's a veteran.
All right.
He's a veteran. So we'll see how that plays out. But, I mean, you know what he should do? Why doesn't he just drive down to Jed York's house and tell Jed York, I really want to be here, and just give me a little more money and I'll get back?
So you're from Reading, PA, and you truly are. So that's back east out here. That's what we call it. I'm from Union City, California. Okay. Do you really have a problem with Dre going to the owner's house, breaking bread, and then getting in the car with the new deal?
No, I don't.
But why do people seem like there's like a negative connotation?
Well, there is to Joe Lacob.
What is it?
It's that he went down there and schnookered you. Now, I'm not saying that's true.
That is so wrong, man.
What do you mean it's so wrong?
Let me ask you this.
Why is it so
wrong? Because I know the answer, but I'm going to do it
like
just Draymond, for a fact.
Draymond has the right to do
is
that.
Is Joe Lacob a smart man? I have my answer.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say no.
Well, you scared?
But what's your point?
The Stoney I know wouldn't be scared. Well, you know the answer is hell yes. So how did
what
did Dre schnicker him with? Pass me the Parmesan cheese? Come on. He knew what time it was, but he felt Dre was worth it, regardless of how it's panned out or what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, Dre didn't show up with a red candy apple. Here you go, Joe. All right, here's your new deal.
All right, well, my question then to you would be, you think Joe Lacob likes Draymond Green?
Loves him.
Okay, well then he took care of Draymond Green. You say he loves Kuminga. Why is he not taking care of Kuminga? Joe Lacobs loves him. He loves everybody.
What
right?
if I told you that I love that question, but it's a bit different. I mean, this is JK breaking his contract virginity with, this is the first time he's going to get paid, you know, outside of what his rookie deal. And Draymond already had got to the promised land in regard to contract. So I think it's a bit different. Draymond's thing was about 10-year wearing one jersey. And Kuminga's is about, you know, his role, his lack of a role. So it's different.
I mean, I think they're all different. And that's why Jennings has to do what Jennings has to do.
I'm wondering why. Okay, I'm with you on that. And we talked about it before. Stoney, I'm wondering what's so hard about given, like, I think there's a need for Jennings, obviously. I think he's good. He's your number one right now. You traded Debo. I know you're going to laugh, but wouldn't you want to get this done sooner than later?
No, not necessarily. I mean, yeah, I should. Yes. Would I want to?
Yeah.
Of course I would. But
Like, I guess I'm saying it should be easy.
Why?
Because he's not asking for 30 M's.
We don't know what he's asking for. What if he's asking for 15? What if he wants to go from 7.5 to 15?
I think he's worth 15. All well, right. That's me.
But
I know it's easy for me to sit here and say that, but Stoney, 15? Like, he could be asking for more than that. You kind of want to get this done and move forward.
But here's the other thing, and I think circumstances play into this, and people might not like to hear this, but we're at a different point, and it affects different players different ways. Last year, the 49ers thought they were in a Super Bowl window. And what did they do? They caved. And they allowed Ayuk to do what Ayuk did, Williams to do what he did, and then they signed McCaffrey. You know what? They're not the Super Bowl contenders they were last year. They don't believe they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about six or eight starters starters on defense. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but if I'm the general manager of a team like the Niners this year, I actually look at Jennings and say, you're not going to cost us a Super Bowl this year. We're not in that group of teams. So we're going to play more hardball with you than we did last year, because we ended up giving all these contracts to guys last year. We thought we were in a Super Bowl window and we went 6-11. So we're coming off a 6-11 year. We have no illusions about who we are. Brandon, Juwan Jennings, we like you, but you're a third receiver on a good team.
Well, now you're right. A one though, Stein.
But on a good team with competent receivers, he's a three, and really kind of a four when Deebo Samuel was here. So, you know, this is what they ran into, I think, with Ayuk too. They paid him like a number one, but he's not really a number one. So now what are you going to do? Pay Jennings like a two?
I got to ask you something.
He's not really a two?
You got me thinking. Do you think they overpaid or or caved in?
Yes.
No, to Ayuk because they didn't have that much confidence in our guy Jennings stepping up a notch.
No, I think it was more that they thought last year was the year that they could break through. And the only way they were going to break through was if Trent Williams was really good, McCaffrey was really good, Ayuk was really good, and everybody else was really good. And so they gave in to those three guys, and all three of those guys let them down. It's, you know, it's not dissimilar from Buster Posey.
Well, Stoney, those three, I got you, but those three don't play defense. You didn't mention one defensive player, but I got you. They had other problems too.
I mean, here's the point. Like, when we talk about why teams don't succeed, and I'm not saying guys should be fired, but the reality, like, think about it. In the last year, Buster Posey signed Adamas Chapman and Devers. They've all underachieved. Last year, the 49ers renegotiated with Williams, McCaffrey, and Ayuk. They were all hurt or ineffectual.
But
So those are, I'm just saying, I'm not saying fire, but that's why you don't win. That's why the Giants are under 500. That's why the 49ers were 6-11 last year. Because the guys that you need to rely the most on and that you paid the most amount of money did not come through.
Right, but a year before, those same guys were the reason you were in the Super Bowl.
But that doesn't matter, dude.
It does if I'm paying money thinking you already showed us you can do it and get us to the promised land. So I'm assuming when we break you off this cash, you guys will be at your best, and we got a damn good chance of getting
back. Those are mistakes that hurt you. They hurt, like... You're not arguing with me, are you? That none of those six signings has been good as of right now. Like, all six of those guys have underachieved.
But
why?
No,
so far. Now, Devers and those guys have five or six more years left.
No, I'm not even the giant part. I'm not even mad at Buster for that. We still got time.
When would you be?
If this happens next year,
I will tell you this.
We feel like, the Devers you got was not the one in Boston. I think it would be fair, but we can question the Verlander. But my whole thing is, I didn't like how you compared the Giants and Niners because the Giants were trying to do something they hadn't been. They've been doormats in regard to making the playoffs. But the Niners and those extensions, I would have did them 10 times,
okay.
10 out of 10.
That's right.
Because we had success prior.
Okay. And that
it blew
was,
up in our face last right. year, and mistake. They were culprits of it.
It was a mistake. They didn't, like, it didn't
well,
work.
What if Trent bounces back this
okay.
year?
Then that's great. He bounced back this
and McCaffrey.
Year.
McCaffrey.
But he schnookered you last year. Like, if we can't, like, this is one thing. I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying Lynch should be fired. I'm not saying any of that. But if we can't acknowledge that the three guys who held out last year and the way the Niners dealt with them didn't work, then I don't know what to tell you. And here's the difference to me between the Giants and the, and I get it, yeah, the 49ers were closer. You know, when the Giants finish 500 this year, you're going to be able to say Chapman, Adamas, and Devers were a big part of the problem. All right, but that's 1 year. That's 1 year. Let's see what they do next year.
Right.
The 49ers, they did what Buster Posey did, essentially, and they've already had a bad year. Like, they signed all those guys and went through a whole year, and now they're and they were 6-11. So now what? Like, I don't, like, if they go 7-10 this year, then what? Then we've got to really hammer them for those extensions.
Well, it sounds like if you do that, and I'm not saying I won't, then you're just saying the reason that the Niners didn't get to the promised land was those three guys that you mentioned. But I just feel like there's a whole lot of success you're kind of ignoring. And David Hernandez on the YouTube chat saying, "Goo, you look back more than forward." And no, I'm doing this in regard to, let's just say the Niners, those three that you mentioned, don't snap out of it and don't have the best year. Stein, it's going to be hard for anybody to double back and forget the trip to Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, the trip to the okay. Super Bowl. Like, they've kind of earned their cash, is
okay,
what I'm
well
saying.
Then, okay.
Not giving them a pass for poor play moving forward, but that's part of life.
Well,
you got to.
Like, it feels like you kind of are, though. Like, if.
Like, what if Purdy takes a. Let's just be honest. Let's just say he has a bad year. I'm not going to come in here. I'm going to be worried, but I'm going to say I'm not going to forget the good times. Shout out J.J. Evans.
Well, and that's where I think.
Like, I feel like, you know,
you're,
he earned that cash, a lot of it.
I think you're naive there because we are where we are at with the Warriors right now. Nobody's saying, oh, everything's fine because we won four titles. Like, if the 49ers miss the playoffs this year, I don't think the fact that they went to a couple Super Bowls is going to make a damn bit of difference.
Because I told you this might be the end of an era for them. This could be a soft reset.
Right, and I'll say that if this is the end of an era, you know what ushered part of it in? Was what you did with Williams, Ayuk, and McCaffrey last year. Because you signed guys, and they like, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand, and I get it. I'm a man of nuance and all that.
Sometimes.
But why? What is so wrong with saying, as of right now, with the information we have,
all right,
the three Giants that were acquired and the three 49ers that were taken care of last year, none of those guys has had a good year. And so, like, it's a bottom line industry. Posey, it didn't work. The 49ers, like, it didn't work.
But Trent has been a multiple all-pro.
Okay, so just say that you're paying him for what he did in the past. That's fine. I wouldn't have paid a 38-year-old guy, and I certainly wouldn't have let a 38-year-old guy kind of hold me hostage. Now, you may say, well, that's all they could do. They were in a Super Bowl window. Okay, that's what you say. Are they still in a Super Bowl window?
We got to see this season.
Yeah,
and I think it's
I would say no.
I would say I'm leaning towards that way,
okay.
But it feels like you're ready to write off Trent.
I am.
Before we see him have the bounce back.
Well, first of all, you're not even acknowledging that this is 2 years in a row. Like, he didn't have a good year 2 years ago late in the season either.
You said that, but he was an all-pro.
Right, but
I'm just saying.
A lot of 49er fans were saying the second half of 2 years ago that he slipped off.
So, I mean, compared, all right. We're doing apples and oranges.
No, we're not.
We are.
Let's be honest. You are okay with paying guys for what they did. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm just disputing.
But then we can't be upset when it doesn't work out.
No, I don't think you need to leave the Giant comp. I'm with you, but I don't like you dragging the Niners into it when Trent has been a baller
since last year.
Okay, but you're being sometimey.
No, I'm not. You're only going
off a season that's not even over for the Giants.
Goo.
And right now it's underwhelming for the three you mentioned.
Goo.
But you can't say
they
haven't. Adamas has had no success, team success, with the Giants, either as Devers.
Right.
So that means something to me
when
you try to strip it from Trent. Now, you can get me on he had a bad year last year as a personal stuff. I got it. But damn, before you go write that thesis, at least let him get the bounce this year.
Right. And here's,
I'm not saying it don't matter anymore moving forward if he falls off.
Here's what you have a problem with, and I don't understand why. Trent Williams is a great player. Christian McCaffrey's a great player. Ayuk's a real good receiver. But Shanahan and Lynch, the three extensions they did last year didn't work.
Okay.
They didn't work last year. And I don't understand is when we decide that it's just a results-based business, that it's about winning and losses, and you are what your record said you were. They had bad years, but they give them a chance to bounce back. I will give them a chance to bounce back, but it does not change the fact that those three guys last year and the way the 49ers handled the situation, they blew it.
Okay. Well,
they blew it.
They did not. Okay. This is what I got to be careful here. I'll give you last year and the regression, but how many football people would tell you of those three contracts you talk about, they wouldn't have done them? McCaffrey would have got it in his sleep, like Uber Eats delivering it to him. It happened.
Right. Sometimes the easiest decisions are the ones that don't work out.
Well, see, and that's you right now, and it's your prerogatives, Donnie. You think Trent's done being what he was. That's why you got this in there. I don't. Okay.
But he hasn't been who he was for a year and a half.
But that's the top of the top. But the bottom line and the reality is he is your left tackle and he's protecting Purdy's blind
side. You're paying a guy now more than virtually any other left tackle, but he's just an above average left tackle.
Well, I would ask you this, Donnie. What does Trent, I'll condense it to Trent, because IU got hurt and we can go back and forth on the 30. I couldn't believe he got that much and I want him to get paid. McCaffrey, who saw the tendonitis coming and him missing those eight games? What does Trent have to do to have a successful season for you?
You know what he has to do. He has to stay healthy. They have to be a playoff team.
What if he gets all pro? Let's just say they lose in the wild card round, but he gets all pro again. Would you say, the team didn't have a great year, but it wasn't Trent's fault? That's realism right there.
Well, so you're willing to give him a pass for last year. And I'm not. And here's the other thing. What would it take? If Trent Williams breaks down this year, Christian McCaffrey never is the same Christian McCaffrey, and if Brandon Ayuk doesn't come back till week 12,
No, I got you.
Will we criticize him then?
No, we would.
Because they've already gone through one year where they've sucked.
But you got to understand, one season's like four. It would be very okay to do that then. But I just feel like you're jumping to that point too fast. That's all.
Well, I mean, they've had a whole year.
If you get another year of this, then there's major problems.
Well, they're not. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl team last year.
I thought.
And that's why they signed those three guys. And they didn't even make the playoffs. Like, to me, last year was a failure. And if they don't get back on track this year, well, then we can look at everything, including the Purdy contract. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you guys coming from as it relates to the San Francisco 49ers, kind of what they did last year? Did it impact the season? Did it not? Where are we with three guys who got paid last year? And does it relate to Jennings at all? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.